Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Chet Buchanan Before the Show Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Do you check the weather when you get up in the morning? Do you check your weather
Not
app?
Not typically.
To determine what you're going to wear for the day?
I know I'm going to be cold, so right.
I'm totally asking the wrong person. Every day is like living in Antarctica. World, Kayla.
Yes, it is.
Every day is like living in the coldest place on the planet.
Yeah, even in the middle of summer, I still wear pants and two coats. So, unfortunately. So, no, I do not check the weather. Do you?
Well, yeah, but you know me. I already know.
Yeah.
I already know for the next 10 days. I'm that guy. I check that. It's I've kind of always been that way. And then Toy Drive locked that in for me.
Mm-hmm.
But also because we got to know because we got Exergen Weather Center and all that. And
yeah.
No, I'm that nerd. So I know. Do you check the weather app in the morning?
No, it's Vegas. You kind of already know what you're walking into.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
So thank you. You're proving my point right here. Don't do it, people. It's going to be cold today. I know the last few days has been warm, and you were thinking, all right, it's coming.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear my booty shorts and, you know, halter top to work today and my roller skates. Gusty and like 60 for the high, but it'll feel like winter.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Accordingly.
Okay.
From your friends. That's us telling you.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Well, it's too late for you. Obviously, you're already...
Yeah, I'm already four layers deep, so bring it, wind.
It's the funniest thing. I got to be honest with you, it used to kind of make me crazy. Actually, Kayla, when you first came here, Kayla would be so dramatic about it, too. She would put on a hood, and she'd pull it tight, and she'd hunker down. And I get it. When you're cold. I get it. But it was so dramatic. And it would be 80 degrees in the studio.
Okay, so
Spence and I would be standing here in like thongs and sweating, and she would just be so dramatic.
So here's the thing, though. Now Chet has redone the vents, so they don't even point at me. So I'm actually quite like okay now. Mm-hmm. But they used to point at me, and then when the AC kicked on, we have two temperatures in this room. It's either 1,000 degrees or it's -2 degrees. And when the AC kicked on, it would blow directly in my face. To the point where, like, my eyes were drying out. And I was like, how are you not supposed to be at least a little dramatic by the idea that I'm like, okay, someone's put a blow dryer on me now. I'm a cold setting.
Can I say something here?
Yeah.
Kayla's right. Kayla's stories. Kayla's stories.
There's like a wind tunnel over here.
Kayla's story's accurate.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
One of the greater texts I've ever gotten in my life was yesterday. Lil Jess says, I'm out of the hospital. I'm loaded up with drugs. Towards the end of the show yesterday, Lil Jess started getting back spasms.
Oh, my God.
And it was bad.
Yeah.
It was
so bad.
It was bad, bad. And so to the point of, this is great. So we always have a post-show meeting. We have it in another room. So there's this room here. There's our studio. And then there's the producer studio, and then there's another studio on the other side called a production studio where you go and make commercials and stuff like that. And we also use that as just kind of our office.
Yeah.
Like our office is where we store stuff, which I don't even know what's in there.
A closet.
It's kind of like a large closet with a desk and a ratty couch.
Yeah.
And then, so we're hanging out in there, and Jessica comes over and she's like, on the door. And we're like, the mic's not on. This is dumb.
Yeah, what's happening? I thought she was pulling like a prank on
it. Neither of you did anything about it.
Of course not. Because what? What are we going to do?
Dude, what the hell?
Yeah, why are you being weird? We're like, why are you being weird out there? But Jessica's back spasms. See, these doors, because they're soundproof and everything, are super heavy.
Mm-hmm.
So Jessica couldn't open the door.
To get help.
Yeah. Not only not to get in for the meeting, but she couldn't get any help. And she's standing out there nearly in tears. And finally, you finally pulled the door open.
I pushed it a little, and then I don't know if I got help. I eventually got in.
I think you just finally gritted your teeth and were like, I'm doing this.
It was so painful.
It was a good minute long. I felt really bad because we had a good conversation about it. We were like, what is she doing?
Oh, it's
like,
way longer than
a
minute.
She's just staring in here.
Yeah,
weird.
It was longer than a minute.
It was way longer than a minute because I'm like, what's she doing, weirdo?
Yeah.
And then I thought maybe you were talking to somebody outside. So I was like, all right, she'll come in when she's ready to come in.
Neither of you cared.
No, we care.
No, absolutely we didn't. No, you know what? You want to try and play that game? No, we didn't. Because what the hell are you doing standing outside the door going like this? Guys. Because why? Why would you do that? There's you're right. No one cared. And you know what? And I feel bad for feeling bad now. Because you're going to be a jerk about it. Great. But yeah, so they loaded you up with the painkillers. You good?
Yeah, for now. Yeah.
Still what are they going to have you do now?
Go see a doctor.
Oh. Yeah, so they didn't say anything about why you got it? It just happened?
I mean, they said the x-rays show like discs and stuff out of place and everything. So they just said you need to follow up with the doctor. And then he highly suggested a specialist and maybe to start doing therapy.
Lil Jess, you have been dating. Oh, my God.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things on 98.5 KLUC.
Wait, I'm not quite ready for the first pick yet. And the first pick's going to be super quick today, I think.
Okay.
I think. This. You know what? It's either going to be super quick or it's going to be an all-out fight. It's going to be an all-out war. Like the entire city's going to turn on each other.
Oh, whoa.
No,
No,
this could be big.
No.
It's the first ever, unless we've done it before, which we probably have. First ever Chet Buchanan Show music artist survey.
Okay.
Oh, man.
I just made the title.
I like it.
Just now. So the diet's going well. You're very excited today.
I'm very excited. So I'm down about 13 pounds right
now.
Good
job.
But it's all like boob weight and butt weight and all that stuff.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's just where you lose it first.
Yeah.
But I'm down like that right now, and so I'm starting to go back to the gym and like feeling really good about that.
Good.
But my pants are super loose now, so I feel like I'm winning at life.
It's not all what you just said a minute ago.
Yeah.
It's obviously coming from other places as well.
Don't
sell yourself short there, dude.
I don't know. I gotta keep motivating myself somehow, and somehow that shaming myself feels better. So.
But how is by saying that, but you're not shaming. You just said.
No, I'm like, no. It's just coming from your boobs and your butt. So therefore, you have to keep it going because you want to lose those hips, too. So I have to shame myself.
I don't like this. I'm into positivity.
Yeah.
I'm into that. You want to hear a story that sounds like it's not true, but it is?
Sure.
So yesterday after the show, I get a call from a number that really looks like it's a scam.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Totally looks like a scam. It's like an even number. It's like the last four digits are like 3,500, or whatever.
Yes.
So it totally looks like some sort of scam. So of course I send it immediately to voicemail. I get a text 30 seconds later. Hey, it's Alex Tuck.
No freaking way.
Yeah, so they were opening the Players Locker. Last night was the restaurant, the grand opening at downtown Summerlin.
Okay.
And they're like, hey, remember we talked about something at Toy Drive?
That he had something in the works.
He said he had something in the works. And I didn't know if it was something beyond the restaurant. Because he had said, I'm doing business. I want to talk to you. So then he goes, we're having the grand opening night. We realized we probably should have an MC. Will you come and do it? And I thought, well, Alex, came to Toy Drive, so I kind of owe him.
Yeah.
A little bit. I can't go to every single, and a lot of people do that. Will you come out and host our event? We came to Toy Drive.
And it's like
I can't do all of them.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
And then what's funny, I did go out there, and Alex Tuck, William Carlson, Derek England, Shea Theodore, Riley Smith. Excuse me, are there any more names I could drop? Wolfgang Puck, all there doing the red carpet.
Awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah, but I show up. Here's what's funny. So they hand me the microphone. They go, okay, so all I'm going to do is just introduce people as they're going down the red carpet. No big deal, because there's some fans there and stuff like that. The mic doesn't work.
No.
It was fine. It was fine because we just kind of looked around and went, you know, honestly, they know who these people are.
Yeah.
I don't need to introduce Carrot Top.
No.
I didn't stick around to see if Chris Angel showed up or not. I don't know if he was going to. But we had a list of people that were coming.
Yeah.
I don't need to introduce these people. Everybody knows who they are.
Everyone knows. Signature looks. Yeah.
So literally, of all of the odd things, I got no pictures with anybody because that's how it works.
Okay.
Because that's what I do because I'm an idiot. except for one of my photographer buddies goes, no, hey, you and Wolfgang Puck, get together. So I have a picture with Wolfgang Puck.
Awesome, that's still good.
No, and then handed the mic back and went home. I was there. I might have been there a half an hour. And that was it.
For a picture with Wolfgang Puck.
Isn't that weird, though? Just the whole weird thing. Like, I get a call at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, everything's so random.
Dude, Alex. Hey, it's Alex. Can you come out at 5:30? Sure. By 6:30, I was home.
I know this is really lame, but you have Alex Tuck's number now. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
I'm geeked.
Bet you answer next time.
Hey. Yes.
And Shea Theodore and I have friends in common.
Oh, do you now?
And Derek England said to say hi. Yeah, he did. I think he and his wife listen.
Oh, do they? Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Yeah, because we were talking about Toy Drive and stuff like that.
He's a great guy.
So. Yeah, no, super guy. And Players Locker looks really cool at Downtown Summerlin if you have not been yet. Yeah, pretty awesome. All right, now let's go ahead and get to the first pick, which may cause a big fight.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things on 98.5 KLUC.
Is Maroon 5 the new Nickelback? I saw a thing. Of course, it's the internet, so everything's true.
Of course.
Yeah.
But I saw a thing, and it was split down the middle, whether Maroon 5 was the new Nickelback. And if you don't get the reference, almost 20 years ago now, there's a group called Nickelback, and they had a bunch of hits on the radio.
Yep.
And people hated them.
I never understood why.
I didn't either, because I like Nickelback, but I kind of like everything.
Okay.
I really, except for Meghan Trainor. I can't stand that woman. But
not with the Meghan Trainor.
No, only because she called her booty her bass, and she wouldn't let it go, and it bothered me. But other than that, I like pretty much everybody, and I don't. That kind of thing can slip by me real easy.
Yeah, I never. It was like an internet thing. I don't know.
Did
whatever.
You hate Nickelback?
No, I like them both equally.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So. Is Maroon 5 the new Nickelback?
I don't agree with that statement.
I don't either.
So here's the, I don't think mass-wise, I don't think that they're being phased out like Nickelback did.
Nickelback never went away, though.
They totally got phased out.
Nah, I think it was coming to its logical conclusion. You know what I mean? They were out of hits.
Okay, I got to look at this time frame real quick, because then I feel like the time frame alone would say that they're not the new Nickelback.
The public did not turn on Nickelback and then Nickelback went away. That didn't happen.
I'm sure it didn't help, though.
We don't have enough time.
Okay.
702-364-9898, Niall Horan, Monster Jam, Adam Lambert, Living Space is a $250 gift card, all for you to choose if you are the randomly selected winner coming up.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Jeff Buchanan Show Music Survey.
Feels very official.
I just very breaking news.
You said what about Nickelback?
Oh, see?
Oh.
Always, see, look what's going on in that room. I told you. We're listening in on Little Jess answering the phone. I saw a thing and I knew it would get people riled up because it kind of got me a little riled up. Is Maroon 5 the new Nickelback? Now, of course, Kayla, you believe that the public turned on Nickelback and that's why Nickelback, quote unquote, went away.
I think it was like right when the internet started blowing up for like people to have conversations on AIM and all this stuff. And then all of a sudden it was like now the public hates Nickelback, so everyone, so Nickelback has no more hits.
I just think they kind of ran its course. But Saudi, you would make the case that Maroon 5 is the new the new Nickelback.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, good morning, first of all.
Hello. Morning.
The way I look at it is Nickelback, they were annoying. Like, their songs got stuck in your head. It wasn't that they were bad. They were those ones that you went to bed, and then you had a dream, and they were the background of your dream. You went in the shower, you couldn't get out of your head. They were just, like, constant. That's Maroon 5 to me. When I hear a song, it, like, stuck until I get to new music. I can't get it out, so it just gets annoying. And I couldn't name one Nickelback song, and right now I probably couldn't name one Maroon 5 song. But I know them all. All of them.
Oh, I see what you're saying with that. That's
they're just similar, annoyingly similar.
That's much deeper thinking than I thought we were going to get this morning. I'm very proud of you right now. That's really, really good. Kayla was over here researching, and I said, I don't think you need to research. I think there's some very well thought out arguments right now. All right, hang on one second. The next of these arguments is our buddy Hannah from Northtown. Hey.
Hey.
Hannah has very well thought out why Maroon 5 is the new Nickelback.
I agree with Kayla. I don't think the timeline really adds up. Like, Nickelback didn't go away when Maroon 5 came up, so they can't really replace each other.
That's not what anybody's saying, though.
I'm saying the last time that Nickelback had a hit, I'm looking at the timeline of 2000, it was like 95 to 2001 when they had like a real big hit. So I'm like, to me, it doesn't make sense because Maroon 5's been around since what, like 08, 09? Like having hits since then?
Earlier.
What I'm saying. Like, they've had hits longer.
Here's what's funny. Here's what's funny about this. That you say the way you were interpreting this was that one replaced the other.
Yeah.
Nickelback kind of fizzled out early 2000s. That's when Maroon 5 started.
Yeah.
With that very first album.
Oh, my God.
So one kind of did replace the other, but the question is more... You know how people got so annoyed with Nickelback? Has Maroon 5 become that band? Is really the question. So you took it. Morgan, is Maroon 5 the new Nickelback?
No, guys. Adam Levine at one point was the sexiest man alive. Therefore, he can never be the new Nickelback ever. He was named sexiest man alive. That's it. His band wins, always.
Yeah, because that dude, that Chad Kroeger dude from Nickelback, was no one ever thought he was that sexy.
Is it to say, is that his name? I could never remember their name.
And there were a lot of people that thought Nickelback was Hanson all grown up. So wait, you do say, Argelia, you say that Maroon 5 is the new Nickelback, but you're saying it in a nice way.
Yeah, in a nice way. Well, they're super popular, he is, and I can name a lot of their songs, and I wouldn't know how or name any of Nickelback's songs, but if I hear the music come on, then I know immediately what the song is, and I can sing along with it, just as I would with Maroon 5.
Yeah, you know, that's what Saudi was saying.
Right. Oh, well, I mean, I don't think it's the same thing. I feel like Nickelback didn't have as many hits as Maroon 5 has.
That's easily searchable.
I mean,
I think Maroon 5 probably has
way more.
Double.
Yeah.
But do you see her point? Is she saying, yes, they are because they're both good, is what she was saying. Mm-hmm. She was taking it the other way. Chris, final word on this. Is Maroon 5 the new Nickelback?
No, not at all. They're way too popular. Nickelback just flew under the radar and just disappeared.
Oh, I don't know about it. Nickelback was pretty big. It was a pretty big deal.
Did Nickelback ever have 8 years in a row on the strip in Las Vegas doing New Year's Eve? No, so Maroon 5 ain't Nickelback.
This has been the Chet Buchanan Show Music Survey. Is Maroon 5 the new Nickelback? We report. You decide. No, that's fun. That's fun. Really the thing I saw online was like literally 53% to 47% that no, they were not, but it was close.
Oh, man, that's tight.
We're pretty much unanimous.
Yeah.
The Maroon 5 is not the new Nickel. We agree in this room, I think. We agree. Is Post Malone the new Nickel? Never mind. It's 98.5 KLEC. Chet Buchanan Show.
Chet Buchanan.
I listen in the mornings.
The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. Oh, somebody-
get a good feeling. Yeah.
Good feeling story of the day. We do quite a few of these, and they never really get old. And the cool part about it is the more of these stories that come out, it seems like the more of them that there are.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with all of that. Because there's a guy named Robert Reed. He works as a janitor at an elementary school near Memphis. Makes a pretty serious trek to work every single day. And why?
I love these people up here. Love them. I could have made it without them. It's a joy to work here. Pure joy.
He just loves them so much. So instead of getting a job closer to his house, again, we told you a pretty serious trek.
Let's say I get off at 3 o'clock. I would get home about 7. I have to catch 3 buses and walk about 2 miles.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Going home's 4 hours every day. So last week, and you know where I hope you know where this is going because it happens a lot.
Yeah.
And the more it happens, the happier we are about it. Last week, a teacher decided to show him just how much he's appreciated by starting a GoFundMe to buy him a car, and a bunch of other teachers and parents got in on it. 24 hours later, they had already raised close to $10,000 and decided to tell Robert about it.
We started 21 hours ago a GoFundMe for you, and we've raised $7,000
for you to buy a new truck.
You deserve it.
So that was 7,000 in 21 hours.
Oh, my God. Wow.
And God bless her heart with that accent. I just love it so much.
Yeah,
I do. God bless her heart. You're going to love this. We just checked a few minutes ago. I'm going to go check again. Because I checked a minute ago, and it was jumping.
Okay.
47,247 dollars. So they'll be able to buy a car, maybe have a little more money left over.
Awesome.
Yeah. Like I said, it sounds like we do these all the time, but I'm all right with that.
It makes me feel so great.
Good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Come on. Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5. Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Oh my God, did you watch the Kobe Bryant memorial? Kobe and Gianna memorial?
So I started to. I was listening on the radio.com app and I got super emotional and had to stop listening.
I cried the whole way through.
Oh my
it was
God.
So, did you watch?
I saw afterwards hospital. Because I was at the ER.
You were at the ER. All day.
Yeah.
Lil just spent all day at the ER. She had back spasms yesterday.
Yeah.
Are you high now?
Am I high? No.
No?
I wish. He looked at me and he was like, so why didn't you go to your doctor? And I was like, I don't have a doctor. I know he's going through the protocols of not distributing narcotics.
Sure.
Yeah. But I wanted to be like, dude, just give me the hard stuff. Like, for real.
Yeah, help a girl out.
Yeah.
Help a girl out.
IV drip me, bro.
We even offered to... You know, just stay home and recuperate and whatever. But you good right now?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good.
Yeah.
Get up and take a lap.
Of course.
That was our thing. We were supposed to remind Lil Jess to get up and take a lap around the building.
Yeah.
Because the movement helps.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it does.
We'll play trampoline in a minute. You'll have 3 minutes.
Thank you.
No, it was, Jimmy Kimmel. They didn't have a host, but Jimmy was, you know, doing what Jimmy does.
There are hundreds of murals painted by artists who were inspired, not because he is a basketball player, but because Kobe was an artist too. And not just in LA, across the country, in Kobe's hometown, Philadelphia, in Italy, New York, Phoenix, Boston, for God's sake. In places where he would be booed on the court, Kobe is missed. Even the great Boston Celtic Bill Russell wore number 24 and a Lakers jersey to yesterday's game. I knew he would come to us eventually.
Celebration of life, man. You got to laugh a little too.
Yeah, exactly.
And Boston and LA, for those of you who don't know, that may be the rivalry of all time.
Yeah.
In the NBA. Vanessa, Kobe's wife, and of course Gigi's mom, was amazing.
But I want my daughters to know and remember the amazing person, husband, and father he was. The kind of man that wanted to teach the future generations to be better and keep them from making his own mistakes. He always liked working and doing projects to improve kids' lives. He taught us all valuable lessons about life and sports through his NBA career, his books, his show Detail, and his Punies podcast series. And we're so thankful he left those lessons and stories behind for us.
Amen, because I said it before. I didn't really like Kobe the player very much. I didn't like young Kobe. I sure loved Kobe the dad.
Yeah.
And it's such a great story at WNBA All-Star, just how he kind of, they brought him behind the scores table. I was the public address announcer. They brought him, he and Gigi, behind the scores table. Just that was the way to get him out. And he bumped me because he's a big dude. And I'm not little. And so he bumped. And he didn't have to, you know, but he stopped. Hey, man, you know, sorry. And I'm like, no, thank you for being here. And you know what I mean? And it was just, and I was like, that's a good dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just how you can get that vibe about people. And yeah, it was, Vanessa talked more about it.
Gianna Bryant is an amazingly sweet and gentle soul. She was always thoughtful. She always kissed me goodnight and kissed me good morning. She was tender and loving on the inside. She had the best laugh. It was infectious. It was pure and genuine. I miss you, all of you, every day. I love you.
Yeah, I don't think there's more. I don't think I'll make it through it. So,
I know.
Did you hear? I mean, Beyonce was so great. Yeah, Beyonce was great. Christina Aguilera was great. Like, wow, like what do you choose from to play right now? Alicia Keys was great.
One night on the phone, Kobe noticed there was a grand piano in the hotel suite he was staying in. While he was away, he wanted to live in his love for Vanessa, so at night, under the moonlit sky, he vowed to teach himself by ear to play the first movement of Beethoven's Moonlit Sonata. By the end of the week, he had the entire piece mastered, and he played it for me over the phone without a mistake. In my heart, I knew that moment was one of Kobe's grandest feats for his deepest love. Kobe had mastered one of the greatest piano movements ever written as a symbol of one of the most beautiful loves the world has ever seen.
That's Lakers general manager and Gigi's godfather, Rob Pelinka.
Oh, God.
Talking about how Kobe had, you know, we saw that at the Grammys, how Kobe had learned to play Moonlight mm-hmm. Sonata. So, so good. I'll tell you what, though. My favorite part was Shaq. Did you see Shaq? Oh, my gosh, Shaq was good.
The day Kobe gained my respect was the guys were complaining. I said, Shaq, Kobe's not passing the ball. I said, I'll talk to him. I said, Kobe, there's no I in team. And Kobe said, I know, but there's an in me in that mother. So I went back and told Rick and Big Shot Bob, I said, just get the rebound. He's not passing. Just know that we got your back, little brother. I'll look after things down here. I'll be sure to teach Natalia, Bianca, and Baby Capri all your moves. And I promise I will not teach them my free throw techniques.
So good. Just so good.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Right, Running Rebels Senior Night Whiteout. Tomorrow night at the Thomas Mack. We have free tickets. Either everybody wins or nobody wins. Lil Jess was mouthing it in the other room. Nobody. Either everybody wins or nobody wins. So here's how we're going to do it this time. We played this game before. It's awesome. It's called Don't Blow It.
Yep.
So we'll get people on the phone. 702-364-9898. Either three people answer the questions correctly and everybody wins, or nobody wins and we move on.
Okay.
The beauty of this time, though, of playing this game, usually we have a laundry list of questions, like a million questions. Never have to ask the same question twice.
Yeah.
Today, I've only written six. because I thought we don't need to play for an hour. Honestly, we have other things to do.
Yeah.
Niall Horan tickets that we have to give away. We have Monster Jam tickets. We have Adam Lambert tickets. We have other stuff we need to do. We need to talk about sharing custody of a pet later on. It's very important. We have very important work to do on this show today. We have many things that we have to solve for people. So call 702-364-9898 right now. Either everybody wins or nobody wins. Don't blow it.
Uh-huh.
25, 26, 27.
Okay.
All right. We'll line them up. We'll play right after this. It's an exciting round of Don't Blow It. Either everybody wins or nobody wins. Caller number 25, Lil Jess, is who?
Brandy Harlow from the Southwest.
Brandy gets a bad lead off. Brandy, are you a big Rebel fan? Brandy's hearing the fight song in her ears.
Oh, okay.
Brandy, are you a big Rebel fan?
Yes.
Hey, you said that with absolute confidence.
She thought that was the first question of your game.
Yeah, right? Are you a big Rebel fan? Yes, I am. You win!
Yay!
Keep it pushing. You know what? I'm going to take these in order, I think. I was going to scramble them up. We have six questions, and six questions only.
Okay.
So this might not be as difficult as it has been in the past.
Okay.
Tomorrow, I'm not so sure, but we'll see. Brandy.
Yes?
Don't blow it.
I'm so scared.
How many players on the current Runnin' Rebel roster are from Las Vegas? No Googling.
Multiple choice.
It's not multiple choice.
Answer. How many players on the current Runnin' Rebel roster are from Las Vegas? We need an answer. 5 seconds.
Seven.
How many?
Seven.
Seven. That is not correct. I'm sorry. I am so sorry. And Miguel, she blew it for you and you never even got a shot. Sorry, brother. Jay Stu, she blew it for you. You didn't even get a chance.
Good morning.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Senior night whiteout tomorrow night. Thomas and Mac. Running Rebels. Take it on Boise State. It's always fun, too, because we all, the crowd, we have the crowd sing the anthem.
Yes.
Which is always fun. Which, by the way, sing along, because otherwise I got to do it solo. And nobody wants that.
I have a really dumb question.
Here we go.
Okay, so when I go to the basketball games, I always yell, "Go Runnin' Rebels!" Because I know that they're Runnin' Rebel basketball team. You know what I mean? Like, that's the...
Go Rebels.
Okay, that's my question. I was like, do I just yell, "Go Rebels?" Because I know that's what other people yell, but then I want to respect the team, so...
You're thinking way too much. You yell whatever you want. Who's on the phone?
Logan Adkins from Nellis Air Force.
Is this Hot Yoga Logan? Hello? Oh, my God. Hello? Oh, can't hear. Hello?
Hi.
Okay, there you are.
Hi.
This is Hot Yoga Logan?
Hi, Dad. This is Logie by Yoga. That's me.
See, I pay attention.
I know. I love you guys.
Here's how the game works, and I'm sure you're aware of this.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to answer yours right or nobody wins. And that goes for Tyler and Cody after you. So either everybody wins or nobody wins, and here we go. Yep. So, Logan. This is the toughest one of these two, and I apologize.
That's okay.
Where do the Runnin' Rebels practice?
At the Mendenhall Center.
Look at your girl.
Woo!
Look at your girl.
Not even
confident.
Question.
Confident.
Baby.
Just rams it home. I don't even know what that means. It sounded like something to say. It
sounded fun.
Wow. Who's next, little Jess?
Tyler Tremblay from Aliante.
Hello, Tyler from Aliante.
Hey, Chet.
I got to be honest. As far as is, are you a Rebel fan?
I'm a college basketball fan.
This may still work for you. Because really, in my estimation, Logan did all the heavy lifting right now.
Okay.
But you still gotta handle your business, or nobody wins.
Yeah.
Tyler.
Chet.
Sir. Buddy. Right now, who is the Runnin' Rebels leading scorer? Need an answer.
Oh, I know his name too.
Jim Bob Cooter.
Jim Bob, yes. You know what? We should almost let that work.
Yeah.
No, we gotta. Sorry. Thank you for that. Give them, you know what? Thank you to our friends at Centennial Toyota. Get them Chet Buchanan Show shirts.
Okay.
Oh, we gotta bring back in some form or fashion Jim Bob Cooter.
Wake me up.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
Wake me up, 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 up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
What did you get distracted by on social media? You're so mad at something right now.
Oh, I'm not mad at anything. I have a joke saved up for the lucky winner of this wonderful game.
Oh, so you're focusing on your joke. You're getting ready. You're getting prepared.
Well, it's right in front of me, and I keep getting it, and I keep reading it. And I'm like, that's a good one.
Hyping it up, Kayla.
Well, yeah, I know. We'll find out soon enough.
I think you'll really enjoy it.
Either everybody wins or nobody wins. 702-364-9898. We have three pairs of tickets for the Runner Rebels in Boise State tomorrow night, senior night whiteout. We all do the national anthem together. So it's so a tradition fun. Now. And we all do Lights Please together. The band, the band and the rebellion will lead that. Lights Please is a cool thing. After we introduce the visiting team, then usually a celebrity will come on the video screen and, hey, Rebel fans, you ready? It's going to be great, and yada, yada, and come see my show or whatever I'm into, blah, blah, blah. Okay, everybody ready? Lights, please. And they look up, and then everybody says, lights, please, and the lights go out.
That's so fun.
And then
fun.
The fireworks start and all that kind of stuff. Tomorrow night, we will all do that. So you want to be there. You always want to be there. And I'm telling you, the Runner Rebels are going to be a tough team to deal with in the Mountain West Conference Tournament. And this will be your last chance to see them before that happens. But either everybody wins or nobody wins. Little Jess, who's going to swing first?
Jesse Ramirez from Northtown.
Jesse, how do you feel? Hey.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, buddy. How you feeling about this?
Good. Well, 50-50.
Okay. Well, this should be pretty easy for you, I think. Who, Jesse from Northtown, is the Running Rebels coach? Got to have an answer.
Time.
We are not going to give you enough time to Google it.
To Google it, exactly.
We're not giving you enough time.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Either everybody wins or nobody wins. 702-364-9898. Senior night whiteout tomorrow night. Thomas Mack. Running Rebels in Boise State. We have tickets. We really want to give them to you. We just need three people that can answer their questions. And either everybody wins or nobody wins. I'm going to sweeten this too. Oh, no, I can't. I was going to throw in Niall Horan tickets too, but I don't have three of them. Yeah, it's the only way you can do it. I would never talk over that, ever. No, never. Hot Yoga Logan is back. Logan, what do you do out at Nellis besides hot yoga?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
I'm a veteran's wife and a mom of three.
Can I tell you what's really funny?
Yoga.
The light for the phone thing, is it's working sometimes. So I keep thinking you're on, but you're not.
Oh, no.
Okay. So where are you from?
Like, originally? Like, born?
Yeah.
Santa Monica, California.
Where were you before this?
Like before Vegas. I grew up in Malibu, and then I moved to Vegas at 17, and I've been here for 15 years, and I aspire to be a broadcaster. I'm going to go back to school.
Well, welcome to the field.
Thank you.
Well, not yet. She's not there yet.
No.
Still going to go back
to
school.
Come on, Chet. You got to give me the confidence.
You're just not there yet. That's all. You're just not there yet.
I know.
Soon enough, we'll welcome you with open arms.
Yes.
I know you will.
I think Kayla and I should take her to take you to lunch.
Oh, yeah. That would be fun.
I would love that. Or let me take you guys to lunch.
Fair enough. Okay, but first things first. First things first. Because either everybody wins or nobody wins. You got a bat lead off this time.
Mm-hmm.
You batted lead off last time and did really well.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
This should be pretty easy.
Okay.
Who did the Running Rebels beat last Saturday, Hot Yoga Logan?
Oh, no. I have no idea, guys. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no. That's huge news.
I have no idea.
That's huge news.
I'm so sorry.
Never call us again until the next time.
I'll talk to you guys soon.
We'll see you. Okay, bye. Wow, Jace, too.
How do you know Mendenhall Center?
Don't give away all the answers. Vicky, I'm sorry. Hot Yoga Logan blew it for everybody.
Hey, but I know the answer.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Either everybody wins or nobody wins. In just a couple of seconds, we'll play Don't Blow It again for Runnin' Rebel tickets for tomorrow night. Senior night whiteout. Honestly, I thought this would go quick.
Yeah, because the questions are very simple, I feel like.
I thought they were, too. But, you know. Well, and the thing about it is, too, is that we would roll through them, pretty much all of them. We've asked all of them but one. And this last one probably should be the easiest one. But we'll see.
Yep.
Maria bailed out a second ago. Okay, so now we have a new contestant in. Little Jess, who's up first?
Brandon Smith of Northtown.
Brandon from Northtown. No. Hey.
Hey.
Brandon, you got to turn your radio all the way down, brother.
I got you.
Thank you, sir. As you well know, either everybody wins or nobody wins, and it starts with you.
And I got the lead off. Let's go.
Yeah. What is the actual name, the full and complete given name of the UNLV mascot? Time.
I do not know.
Time. No, didn't know. All right, Brandon, we got to go. That's amazing right now. Karina, I'm sorry. You never even got a chance.
I knew the answer to that.
No, don't say it. Don't say it out loud. Hannah again. Hannah from Northtown. Hey.
Hey.
Didn't even get a chance to play the game, but you know, Kayla's got a little something for you.
I do. I have a joke.
Kayla's got a joke. That's usually they say that. There you go. Kayla's got it. Yeah, Kayla's got a joke.
So why did the cowboy adopt a wiener dog?
Oh, I don't know. Why did the cowboy adopt the wiener dog?
Yes, Kayla. Why did the cowboy adopt the wiener dog?
He wanted to get a long little doggy.
Get a long little doggy. Get a long little doggy. Get it? The Chet Buchanan Show. Good one.
The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5. Yeah. KLUC. The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, did anybody happen to notice as well? I know you did. Your Vegas Golden Knights are now the prohibitive favorite to win the Stanley Cup this year.
Are you serious?
Wow. Yeah, just all of a sudden it jumped up. There was a trade yesterday at the deadline. Okay, so for everybody who doesn't understand, they traded Malcolm Subban.
Yes. Yeah.
Subs is gone. But the guy they got was a finalist for the Vezina Trophy last year. Vezina Trophy is awarded to the top goaltender in the National Hockey League.
Oh, wow.
Robin Lehner was a Vezina finalist last year, and he finished one spot ahead of Marc-Andre Fleury in the Vezina vote.
That's crazy.
Oh, it's true. But don't worry about Fleury. Fleury's fine. Lehner's younger and all of that. Fleury's still our guy. Fleury's a legend.
Yes.
Fleury's the dude. Don't worry about that. It's just we're better. We have a better backup now, which kills me to say because I love Soups. Just love him. He came to Toy Drive, too.
Nicest guy on the planet.
Love Soups. But, you know, sometimes these things happen, and it's a business. You'll forget about all of that if we raise a cup. You're like, who is that guy? We had that guy. We traded him away for Robin Lehner. It just makes us really, really strong.
That's awesome.
Down the stretch, which is awesome. Speaking of really strong down the stretch, I don't know what that means. But speaking of really strong down the stretch, Lil Jazz, who was our winners for the Rebel tickets?
Abraham, Brandon, and Stacy.
Okay, good. Abraham Lopez, Brandon Smith of Northtown, both of them from Northtown, and Stacy. How do you say her last name? Lefried?
Yeah, let's go
Stacey
with that.
Lefried. Let me ask. Stacy Lefried.
Is that how you pronounce it, Stacy?
It's Lifred.
Lifred.
Well, that's what I said. What did you say? I said Lifred. What did you say?
That's what I heard
in my headphones. That's what I heard. Congratulations. We'll see you tomorrow night at the Thomas and Mack, all right?
Great, thank you.
Okay, good. We will play, I'm telling you, we're playing Don't blow it again tomorrow.
Okay.
Same questions.
Same questions.
You've heard all the questions. It shouldn't take us an hour tomorrow. Or in the case of today, 45 minutes. It shouldn't. I have to ask you a question. Stacy, do you have a pet?
I do.
Do you? Are you? You have two dogs. Are you married?
No.
Have you been married?
Yes.
Was there a custody issue with your dogs?
No.
I hear this is a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Is there anybody fighting over custody of an animal?
Ooh.
I mean, I get it. If you bring the pet into the relationship, that's your pet.
But if you get the pet together, then you have to establish who's getting that if you guys break up.
Although you already have rules laid down. Kayla's already planned for the impending breakup of her relationship.
Oh, we're not going to break up.
She's already planned.
But Buddy and I already know that if we ever did separate, that he would get Penny the pirate dog because it was his sister's dog originally. So I could not knowingly take that from
him. And the sister got the dog from pirates, right?
Yes. From legitimate pirates in the Caribbean.
We laugh about that, but it's really true.
People ask me all the time. No, it's legit. Like, Penny lived on a boat growing up. And then,
Is that the funniest thing, though? How does that happen? How does the dog, but how does the dog go from, yeah, but his sister's in California, right?
She's in California now, but she was doing veterinary school in her residency in the Caribbean. And so that's
and adopted
how,
the dog.
And, yep.
Didn't want the dog. Gave it to you guys.
Yeah. Well, adopted the dog, brought it back to LA, and then she was moving to a small studio in San Francisco and couldn't take Penny with her.
It's the greatest story. Yeah. It's the greatest dog. It's the greatest dog. So that's why we call her Penny the Pirate Dog, because she is. I'm just curious, is there anybody out there who is presently sharing custody of an animal? 702-364-9890.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
This happens on occasion that people have to share, after a breakup, they have to share custody of a pet.
That's crazy.
I love this. We've never met a Ree before. R-H-I, is that what you said?
Yes.
Ree is in Northtown. Hey.
Hey.
Who's sharing custody of a pet?
My uncle and his ex-fiance.
Tell us about it. What's going on? You said this has been going on for quite some time.
It's been going on for 3 years so far. And when they broke up, she did not want to lose the dog, even though it was his. And it was his birthday present that she gave to him. So every weekend, she comes and picks up the dog. And if he goes out of town, she gets the dog for a week.
All the time.
Oh, wow.
All the time. Never stopping.
Are they?
And I always tell them.
Do they get along?
They kind of get along. Not really. Sometimes she just has them work on her car sometimes, and that's it. And she picks up the dog and leaves.
That's funny. Ree, you were saying that you always tell them what?
I always tell him that I can just tell her that it's your dog. She can stop. We can buy her a new dog. But he doesn't want to hurt her feelings.
Oh, that's actually really sweet, honestly. Oh, that he wants to protect her.
He wants to protect her, and he thinks the dog still loves her, so right, he just lets it go.
Right, and also, it's easier than fighting about it.
Yeah, but it's not like they can go to court, I think.
You could go to court on that. You could go to court.
Oh, really?
Oh, sure you could. You could, couldn't you? Couldn't you go to small claims court on that?
I'd assume.
But if it was a birthday present?
Hang on, let me get Farhan Naqvi. Seriously, I'm going to find out.
You would know, too. Oh,
I'm going to find out. Did you have a question?
I wanted to know if your uncle was in a new relationship.
No.
Do you feel like this kind of hinders your uncle from entering into a new relationship? Because this
the
is...
dog? Got,
she's always there. She's always... Yes. I mean, he sees her all the time.
Oh, if
he
they
sees her every weekend, and he's still in love with her, but she's not.
Oh, well, that's what that is then. He's letting her see the dog so that he can see her.
Yeah, but when he tells me, as soon as the dog leaves, he cusses and he's just like, I want my dog back.
Oh, sure.
Wow.
But he's doing that because he's still in love with her and also wants to be able to see her. Sure, he's not happy about the dog leaving, but this way he can also go out of town whenever he wants. He doesn't have to care.
Yeah.
Probably.
Right. Oh, that's so weird.
I just wish it'd stop.
I love this. I wonder, has anybody ever fought for custody of a dog? Is there anybody else sharing custody of a dog? And I'm going to get a hold of Farhan Naqvi. Will you call, can we call you? How about that? Yeah, because I want to know. I'm sure you can go to court over just like any other possession.
I think my brother, I have to text my brother because I'm pretty sure my brother from his first marriage that they had to fight over the dogs because she took them and was treating them bad. And so he had to like take her to court to get the dogs back.
How is she treating the dogs bad?
Like leaving them outside overnight as opposed to like bringing them in and all that stuff. He didn't like the way that she was housing them or something.
Now keep in mind, this is Florida.
Yeah.
So the dogs being outside, oh no.
it's not like it's the middle of winter somewhere, right. Living in Alaska.
Yeah. Oh no, the dogs are outside. How terrible.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So the reason why I asked about this dog custody is because there's friends of ours that they're fighting over this just for another level of ridiculousness. It's the dog's birthday.
Oh, God. Okay.
And it's not her weekend, but she wants the dog because she wants to celebrate the dog's birthday.
Shut up.
And they're fighting. Now, for me, once the relationship is over, that's it. You know what I mean? I'm done. I'm not worried about that. They said over half of people, 54% of people in this one wacky survey still visit their old pets after a breakup.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but you're I'm always friends with my ex-girl.
Well, I realize that that's kind of unique, but like I get along with a lot of my exes. 99% of my exes I get along with.
You going back to visit the pet, Lil Jess, after a breakup?
Nah.
That's a no. I was like, that's a no. Is Farhan busy? He's unable to join us this morning. I really want to know. I'm sure. I know for a fact that you can sue for anything. You can go to small claims court.
What does that look like? I mean,
because I want to sue for custody of the dog.
That's just.
I would say you probably have to have documentation, evidence.
That's the problem.
Especially
is
if it's like abuse.
When you adopted the dog or bought the dog, like whose name is it under? And then you have to show like records of I bought all the food and did all the and the health care. I think that comes into a factor, though.
Yeah, you want to load up on all that.
Well, no, you would want if you wanted to crush it.
Yeah.
But like if you didn't have all that, you could still say, look, that dog was ours. I want half. Couldn't you?
I guess.
You sue for anything.
1 week on, 1 week off.
Depends how much you want to waste your money on it.
It would be a lot easier, I feel like, than if you were like trying to do custody of a child. Like, because a child like needs to have some sort of regimen of their life. Like with a dog or a cat, I feel like you could do like 2 weeks at, you know, Joe's house and 2 weeks at Stephanie's house. Like that would be so much easier to decide without having to go to the court system. Oh my God.
I'm trying to get Farhan to give us like 38 seconds. And I gotta be honest, I can only imagine. But he's getting these texts from me right now, and he's going, I am not stopping what I'm doing right now to talk about suing for custody of a stupid dog. I just thought about that on the other end of the text.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm busy right now, dude. I don't have time for this.
The Jeff Buchanan Show, starting your workday with commercial-free music.
Commercial-free.
Yes.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I have made it no secret since they were, in fact, even before they came here, of my love for Chick-fil-A.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So I understand what these guys were doing, how they would want to go to such lengths,
yeah,
to get their Chick-fil-A fix. If you didn't hear about it, the cross-country team from RPI, I don't even know how to say it, Rensselaer, they have a good hockey team.
Okay.
At RPI. Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. Smart guys. Smart.
Uh-huh.
At RPI. Smart. It's in Troy, New York. They really wanted some Chick-fil-A last week for lunch. Closest Chick-fil-A, 90 minutes away. That's not going to work. These guys are smart. A 3-hour road trip to go both ways there and back seemed a little much.
Okay.
Although, you know, I've done it before. I've done it before. I was going the wrong way on the freeway and decided to drive to Canada.
Oh. One day.
I got on the wrong on-ramp.
Yeah.
And I was going north instead of south, and I went, I'm not really doing anything.
Right?
But for these guys, there was a closer Chick-fil-A inside of the Albany International Airport, which was only 15 minutes away. But got to be able to get inside the terminal to do it.
Oh.
How do you get inside the terminal? Buy a plane ticket. So they pulled their money, bought the cheapest ticket they could find. In fact, here, they'll tell you about it.
It was more like the challenge, and if we could have done that, which we did successfully. We thought, oh, there is a Chick-fil-A in the airport right near us. How much would it cost? We could all split it, and just one person gets all the food. It was about $5 or $6 a person. We, like, equated to a Grubhub delivery charge. They walked me all the way to TSA, and I waved goodbye to them like I was waving goodbye to my family and going on a trip. She said, oh, it's a big order? And I said, oh, yeah, it's a big order. I would do it again. We'd probably do it on a Monday when the flight's a little cheaper.
Yeah, so again, it was the, oh, smart. See, I told you these guys are
so
smart.
That's so
great. So smart. Again, this was the cross-country team. That guy was the team captain. They sent him through. They bought a $98 ticket, a one-way flight from Fort Lauderdale, or I'm sorry, to Fort Lauderdale on Delta. Was split up amongst everybody. It was about $5.50 each.
Okay.
Right?
Genius.
Yes. The team captain uses the ticket to go through TSA, gets $227 worth of Chick-fil-A.
Oh, my God.
And then just brought, this 18 guys. 15 Chick-fil-A sandwiches, 15 large fries, 156 nuggets, one bag of cookies, and one lemonade.
Wow.
I think it's
dedication, and I love it.
Absolutely brilliant.
You woke up with us. Now take us to work.
Yes.
The Jeff Buchanan Show, kicking off your workday commercial-free on 98.5 KLUC. Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Today, it's a big one. Lil Jess, who is contestant number one, please?
Miranda Meek Jackson from Anthem.
And what's your buzzer going to be?
Yep, yep.
Excellent. You know this is a big one. You're ready, right?
I am.
I know you. Oh, don't be scared, please. No one's here to hurt you. You'll walk out of this just.
Exactly.
Here's the beauty of this. You're getting Niall Horan tickets no matter what.
Regardless, yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
Even if you never say another word, if you just sit there and just get smoked in this game, it doesn't matter. You've already won. Mm. Who's contestant number two?
She's never played SmackDown. It's Nicolette Lee from the Southwest.
Well, hello, Nicolette Lee.
Hi.
Hi, what's your buzzer going to be?
Got it.
Okay. Mm. Yep, yep, and got it.
I know, I'm boring. I'm sorry.
I kind of like it. I kind of dig it. Here's the deal. They're multiple choice questions, best of three. Both of you get Niall Horan tickets. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Champion will also get Adam Lambert tickets today. Here is question number one.
Which SNL castmate says he really wants to be a dad in the next 5 years? Is that Pete Davidson, Colin Jost, or Beck Bennett?
Got it.
Okay, Nicolette.
Peter.
Is it Peter? Peter. I think only his mom calls him that. But yes, Pete Davidson is correct. Yeah, Pete Davidson says he wants to be a dad.
Yep, wants to be a dad in the next 5 years.
And he wants to quit SNL because he gets tired of when he's not there that they make fun of him.
Yeah.
You know, he don't like it.
He's like being the butt of the joke, man.
Yeah, and he thinks they treat him like he's stupid.
Yep.
So it's one zip, Nicolette. Question two.
Of course, there was no rose ceremony last night on The Bachelor. Instead, one of the girls decided to walk out on Pete because of some fantasy suite time with the other women.
She says, of course, like we all watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which contestant was that walked out? Was it Victoria F., Madison, or Hannah Ann?
Madison.
We have to buzz in first. Nicolette buzzed in first. Yes, Nicolette buzzed in first. This is the part where you answer now.
Madison.
Nicolette says Madison. What just happened right there?
Did everything
just go sideways? What just happened right there? All right, Nicolette's up 2-0. The all-important third and final question. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and Wolfgang Puck makes 6. Last night, the opening of the Players' Locker, I was lucky enough to be asked to go and host the red carpet. It was awesome. It was amazing. I was going to be there with Alec. I have Alex Tuck's phone number now.
Hey.
It's cool. That's a win. William Carlson, Derek England, Shea Theodore, Riley Smith, and Wolfgang Puck there last night. I get the suit on. I'm ready to go. We do the thing. the mic doesn't reach out to the red part.
No.
So I shook everyone's hand, said thank you very much, right back home. I live 5 minutes from downtown Summerlin. It was awesome. But with that in mind, because there's six of them, well, and there's 100, I believe there's 100 screens in there, some crazy thing like that.
Wow, okay.
So we'll make this worth 106 big game-winning points.
A former Avenger may be starring in the remake of Little Shop of Horrors. Who is it? Chris Evans, Mark Ruffalo, or Robert Downey Jr.?
Yep. Got it.
Oh, look at that. Randa very calmly buzzes in for the steal.
Robert Downey Jr.
Is it Robert Downey Jr.? If it is Robert Downey Jr., Randa is the champion, even though everyone wins. If it is not Robert Downey Jr., Nicolette is the champion, and she will get the Adam Lambert tickets to go with her Niall Horan tickets. Is it Robert Downey Jr.? Dramatic pause. No, it is not. Nicolette is the champion, but everybody wins, so that's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
And raise your hand right now if you're sneaking this game at work. Randa, is your hand raised?
I am not. I'm on my way to work.
Oh, well, yeah, you're always working. All right, hang on 1 second. Randa's a winner, but Nicolette is the champion today. Oh,
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Let's go!
The Jeff Buchanan Show, kicking off your workday commercial-free on 98.5 KLUC.
I think that's what it's called. It's the new song from Halsey. The new single, anyway.
Who do you think that is about? Because I've heard people say it's Machine Gun Kelly, and I'm like, it's got to be G-Eazy.
Did she write it? Okay, and if you're, okay, if you're doing that, because didn't she also do the last song about G-Eazy?
I thought the last song was about G-Eazy, yeah.
Right. So then, okay, if you're double-dipping, now you're petty. And I love Halsey, and I will defend her right to do whatever she wants to do whenever she wants to do it. We love Halsey.
Yes.
I mean, seriously, like, we love a few other people. Little Jess about lost her damn mind when we were at the Billboard Music Awards.
Yeah.
About Halsey. We love Halsey.
Yes.
But if you're double dipping on G-Eazy, you need to slow it down just a touch.
Don't
get all Taylor Swift on us.
But maybe the heartbreak was really bad.
Two songs worth?
So
come on.
The whole thing is, then someone told me that G-Eazy was trying to write songs about her, and she found out, and that's the reason this came out. And I was like, well, where are the G-Eazy songs then?
Just kick a little dirt.
I want to hear the G-Eazy songs. Because
his songs suck.
Yeah, they're not good. I love G-Eazy,
too.
I
don't know if they are or not, but I'm not thinking it's great.
I'm not the greatest G-Eazy.
Hey, I'd rather talk about this.
Okay.
I'd rather enough about that. We've already covered that. I want to talk about this for a minute. You being our resident Bachelor freak.
Yes.
You love The Bachelor
so
much.
I love it so much.
Are you down with Senior Citizen Bachelor? There's a lot of this that sounds so gross. You know I love old people, but this just sounds gross.
I'm so excited for Senior Citizen Bachelor. So they did, on last night's episode, they showed two different clips of, hey, are you a senior citizen?
Your golden years, was the quote.
So they want to do a senior. The only thing I can take away from that is doing a Senior Citizen Bachelor and Bachelorette, and I am totally
I have all the information right here.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I have it. I have the whole thing. ABC flashed a casting call for seniors looking for love.
I dig it. I like the fact that we're going to see something different. It's not going to be about looks. It's actually going to be about spending the rest of my life together with someone at that age.
Yeah, both weeks.
So they have this show that's coming up that's all about, it's Bachelor and Bachelorette, except for music.
Let's stay focused here. Right. While there's been no official show announced, the ABC casting page has more details. Are you entering your golden years and looking for romance? The producers of The Bachelor are looking for active and outgoing single men and women. All I'm envisioning is just little darting little lizard tongues. Gross.
I don't want to see this.
I don't want to see this. A new exciting dating show. Although it'll be funny because the hometown visits will be the opposite. You won't meet the parents. You'll meet the kids.
Oh, yeah. That is funny.
I bet you they'll all be hot, though.
Yeah, that you were like, oh, it won't be about looks. Yeah, well.
Hot 67-year-olds.
It'll be about looks.
Yeah.
Still.
By the way.
So thumbs up?
I'm totally thumbs up on that.
Thumbs up?
I'm for it. I won't watch it, but I'm for it.
Well, then you're against it.
Finally, all of that listening pays off.
Yay! All right.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
We got a go. Lil Jess, who's on the phone?
Super Suze of Centennial Hills.
Oh, that makes me happy. Super P1. Super P1D1 Super Suze.
Yeah.
So we played Don't Blow It earlier today, thinking that people probably wouldn't blow it.
Yeah.
And that's the game where we get three people on the phone. Everybody has to answer the question correctly for everybody to win, or nobody wins.
But the questions were super simple. That's the reason we thought everyone would win.
In theory, they were super simple. Apparently, we were wrong. Although there were many Rebel fans that were like, what? You kidding me right now? Oh, by the way, we just gave the answer. What was the tickets we were playing for?
Running Rebel tickets.
Yeah, we were. Mm-hmm. We'll do it again tomorrow at about 7:30.
And you said same questions, right?
Yeah. We ain't changing a thing. So it might go a little quicker tomorrow, and then again, it might not.
Hey, can I shout out to a senior for senior night?
Of course you can.
One of my best friend's son, Brendan Orphan, he's going to be representing on senior night Wednesday, so I'll see you guys there.
Well, fantastic. Yay! That's good. That's really good. And we've got Monster Jam tickets for you for winning the final exam. Congratulations.
I'm a big fan. Thanks, guys.
We're a big fan of yours. You know this.
Love you, Super Suze.
She's like, can I go back to work now before I get fired? All right, hang on one second. Everybody else, get back to work. We'll see you tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Come on. Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5.
Yeah. KLQC. Oh, and thank you again to our buddies at Meineke for sponsoring the final exam in honor of Customer Appreciation Month. $14.95. Synthetic oil changes, which I gotta believe is ending fairly soon because the month is ending soon. So I would get to Meineke.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.